You got no energy to spare. The sorrows life can bring, and I know you're scared. There's no remedy but prayer. Worrying won't get you very far. Every trial makes you who you are. So you gotta press through the fire. You gotta press through the pain. You're gonna live past the moment. The sun will shine through the rain. All of the worst is behind you. So put a smile on your face. Cause you're gonna make it. Yeah, you're gonna make it. Make it through the day.
Out your week, it should be a week to where you're just trying to press on. I'm telling you, it is a press this year. This year, 2020, it's a press. I'm telling you right now, you cannot stop pressing unless you are willing to allow things to overtake you. Amen. God bless you all over the world. We just thank God for our partners and listeners that definitely tune in support. It's a blessing that you trust us, amen, to be your social media family. It is a blessing. And we just thank God for each and every one of you, amen. Our brothers and sisters in Fiji, our brothers and sisters in the United Kingdom, our brothers and sisters in Norway, our brothers and sisters, amen, in Egypt. We just thank God for all of you, South Africa. We just thank God for all of you once again. It is a blessing. Amen. And I want to just tell many of you, you're going to be able to live past the moment. What is the moment? Whatever the moment is right now. Amen. As you keep pressing on, you're going to be able to live past it. And I'm telling you, it is so in Jesus' name. Right here in our families and friends that tuning in, some of you tuning in live, some of you also, my God, tuning in by way or internet. We just thank God for each and every one of you, and we just give God the glory for each and every one of you. Bless you, amen, right here in the United States of America, amen. We're just going to keep pressing, like the songwriters say, and we're going to also live past that moment. So we just thank God for each and every one of you. It is a blessing, and I'm telling you that God has it with your name on it. But the question is, are you going to stay in that blessing that God has with your name on it? Are you going to be the one that's going to be, are you going to hold out? Are you going to keep pressing for you to receive that blessing with your name on it? Trust me, it's already have your name on it. Nobody can come and claim it. You know, nobody can give you something that is already yours. Amen. It's already yours. So trust me, my God Almighty, that there is a package with your name on it. And I'm telling you right now, you stay plugged in with ADM Ministry. We want to show you how to get it. Amen. Listen, on tonight, my God Almighty, we're talking about the PM Eastern Standard Time at 8 p.m. I want you to come and join with us, be a part with us right back here on this broadcast. We're going to have different types of ministers and different ones. We are traveling through the Bible. They're going to be ministering from each book as we go through the Bible. Hopefully we can get through before this year is out. But this week here, they're going to be coming and elaborating from Genesis. I'm telling you, you got to get your families and friends, because I truly believe that they're going to share something that is encouraging, uplifting, amen, coming from that book of Genesis. Amen. My God, God is good. So right back here at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Please come by with internet or way about however, my God, you are plugged in and listening to us. Amen. It might be a prep for you, but wherever it may be, I want you to keep going. I want you to keep coming. Amen. Because at the end of the day, we just want to show you how to get your blessing with your name on it. Not in my God, and you're going to receive it with joy, peace, and happiness. You ain't going to receive it, my God, feel like you done been beat up, shook up, and everything you walked on, stopped on. But I'm telling you, you're going to receive it with joy, peace, and happiness. Amen. We just give glory to the Father, and we thank him for who we are. Listen, if I'm there on Mother Jackson, she's on this morning. I want her to go ahead and press 1 on her phone. Amen. We're going to bring her in to go ahead and intercede before we get ready to turn this part back over. Amen. And if not, we're just going to go forth and we're just going to thank the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever, and he is good. And I'm telling you right now, God is trying to set you up for something amazing. Amen. And I just declare and decree this morning that as God's setting you up for something amazing, that you're going to begin to move yourself out the way. You're going to begin to move all your knowledge, all your intellect, all yourself out the way, and let God do what he's going to do, my God, to set you up with something amazing. Amen. I declare and decree that you are not going to try to figure it out. You are not going to try to work it out, but you're just going to walk by faith and not by sight. I declare and decree that your mind is going to be changing, because the things that don't look good for you or look like it's not in order, look like, my God Almighty, that it's not perfect for you in your life, but your steps are ordered by the Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus that as you walk and as you continue to walk, my God Almighty, into the things of God and into the will of God, you're going to begin to see things unveil for you in your life. You're going to begin to understand how the gospel is here to take care of you. Amen. My God Almighty, you're going to begin to understand that God is your provider, and it's none other like him. I truly believe in this season, as you begin to open your mouth from the unction of the Holy Ghost, and you are not going to wait on somebody to prophesy it to you, but I believe and I pray that you're going to begin to look in the mirror and begin to prophesy to yourself, even on today, even on this morning, even over here, Eastern Standard Time, even if you already begin this day and you're getting ready for the next day over there in that international family, amen, when you get up, you're going to begin to prophesy. When you get up, you're going to begin to declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and you cannot do anything else other than rejoice and be glad in it. Your prophecy is going to denounce every attack or every influence that the enemy have for you on that day, every influence that the enemy is trying to put on your mind, every trap, every plan, every strategy, amen, that he want to go ahead of you and begin to set, amen. We destroy all types of traps and strategies, my God, in the spirit realm that the enemy is trying to plot and plan for your life, for your family, and for everything, my God Almighty, that God has for you on today. I dare somebody, my God, this morning begin to prophesy that my day is filled with the riches and the blessings of the Lord. I prophesy that my day is filled with the joy and the peace of the Lord. I prophesy that today I'm going to show self-control, because my haters is not going to get out of my skin. The gossipers or the liars are not going to take me out of character. I prophesy that today I'm going to walk with the peace and the kindness of God. Why? Because I am reflecting what God is doing on my life in the name of Jesus. I prophesy. I dare somebody this morning just begin to prophesy, my God, what you need to happen today, where you're going to be at today, what place you're going to walk in today, because I'm telling you, I declare and decree that it's no more you're going to miss any blessing that God has for you, not only for you, but also for your seed and your siblings, in the name of Jesus. My God, somebody need to take a minute right there and just go ahead and worship the Lord with me, because his mercy endureth forever. Amen. His mercy endureth forever. And we could just say, God, we give you the glory and we bless your holy name, because he is good. My God Almighty, he is good. I don't know no other other than the Father. Amen. Some of you just need to just take a few minutes this morning and just tell him thank you. Amen. Tell him thank you. Even though you might had a rough day on yesterday, you might got up out the bed a little raggedy, a little bit of shaky, but I'm telling you right now, in all things, as Scripture declares, you give thanks unto the Lord. You start your morning off just praising God and saying, God, I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a place of receiving. Thank you. It's a place of just remembering things you done did for me. Thank you. It's just in a place that you done moved some type of how. Amen. And I'm very appreciative. You done did something. I'm very appreciative of what you done. Thank you. Amen. Showing the spirit of gratitude. Amen. I just want to say what? Thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because God is good and his mercy endureth forever. God bless you all once again this beautiful morning, and we just thank God for what he is doing. I'm telling you right now, you might as well put on your running shoes, get back into your jogging mode in the morning time, because I'm telling you right now, you got some blessings that's going to get ready to run you down, amen, and you want to have on the proper shoes for you to be able to handle what God's going to put over your life and what God already established, amen, in your future. I don't want to keep going down. I'm about ready. Just say, God, I thank you. I'm telling you, saints, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, it makes me just want to cry out glory. Hallelujah. God bless you, Evangelist Lanita. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle. God bless everyone that's on this line this morning. Guess what? God has given us, as apostles say, there is a blessing with our name on it. And the biggest and the greatest blessing and gift that God has given us, and he continuously to give us over and over and over, is his agape love, his unconditional love, charity. I looked the word up because in speaking with Monica last night, I mean, just talking about love, period, how much God loves us, but his love just runs so deep, and it is so deep, and that agape love is the highest form of love and charity. It's considered to be the love originating from God or Christ for human mankind. It's a love that we are supposed to share with one another because God shares it with us. And it's a love that we're not to get confused with the other little love that we have, the love that, you know, that little surface love. This love is so deep. And we already know this because God has shown us, because he gave his only begotten son. But that's not the way the Spirit is leading today. The Spirit is leading to let us know that, you know, God, no matter what our flaws are, no matter what our situation is, whatever is going on, he still offers his love to us. He still offers us chance after chance, no matter how many times we sit and turn our back on him. God is right there. That love is unpenetrating. That love is unconditional. That love, that well never dries up for us. And when we're dealing with that agape love. And right now, I'm just going to go ahead on and turn it over to Minister-elect Monica. And allow her to share what God placed in her spirit and whatever. But just know that God's love never dries up. I mean, the songwriter says it goes in the highest mountain, in the lowest valley. It goes everywhere. It God love, that blood, that well never dries out. And I want you all to understand that. And one reason it don't dry out, because it just keep pumping. It keep pumping, pumping, pumping. Sometimes that muscle, that heart muscle, them arteries, them veins, they may seem like they want to give up. But that's when you got to keep on pushing, keep on pressing, and keep on moving. Because God agape love is not a failing love. Turning it over to you, Monica. Good morning, Monica. Are you on the line? One thing we do know about God is that his love, like we said, it will never fail us. His love will never fail us. It just keeps. Okay, go ahead. Turning it over to you.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm sorry about the delay in my response, but God is moving on us to have a conversation. And he's bringing us all to the table. So everyone rise up and come to the table of the Lord and let him prepare a meal before us, because what he's given me in the spirit is to talk about and just discuss how he loves us. And he took my sister and I, Nita, to Hosea yesterday. And as he took us to Hosea, I have to give you a background on who Hosea was. And why he took us there, because it's relevant to what we're talking about in this agape love this morning. Hosea was a powerful, you know, was a powerful example or illustration in the Bible of how God used him as a prophet. And he used the prophet's wife, straying wife, to teach Israel that they were committing spiritual adultery. Just as Hosea's wife lusted after other men, so did Israel lust after other gods. So Hosea, who lived in the 8th century, stressed the importance of how knowing God personally was important. And, you know, as he went on, he was clear that God wanted a loving, personal relationship with his people, not mere sacrifice or sacrificial obedience. So Hosea, as a prophet, he scolded the people of Israel as a wife that was out of order and for taking on part in idolatry and approaching their relationship with God with a half-hearted manner. And his message still rings true today. So that's why, you know, God has put it on us to move forward into this word about how he loves us, like how he loves us as a wife, the church of Christ. He loves us as a wife, as Hosea loved his wife in the book of Hosea. And God isn't interested in the sacrifices as much as he desires 100% of our hearts. We want to go in the scripture and then follow up with some understanding, some analogies, or some explanations on how we are to perceive the love of God, because sometimes people get it twisted and they confuse it with other types of love that has nothing to do with the agape love my sister so eloquently defined for us. So we're going to Hosea 2:14, and sister, if you'll read it for me, if you can.
It says, but then I will win her back once again. I will lead her into the desert and speak tenderly to her there.
Okay, and then 15.
I will return her vineyards to her and transform the valley of trouble into a gateway of hope. She will give herself to me there, as she did long ago when she was young, when I freed her from her captivity in Egypt.
Okay, everyone, that was speaking on God's love for Israel and how he brought them out of Egypt. And he speaks of the love that he has for her and that she loved him, but she strayed away. And in some form or fashion, it's like he was saying, I want her to come back to me the way she once loved me. And when I freed her from the captivity of Egypt. And as he goes in, he talks about how he will give her all of these things and transform her troubles into a gateway of hope. And that's what he was saying to me about how he wants us to realize that regardless of how we stray from him, he has been faithful to us, that he has not given up on us, that he has continually loved us, regardless of where we went in our life, how far away we strayed, that when we come back, he still has a place in his heart for us, and that he will return to vineyards and transform the valley of trouble into gateways of hope. Now, that's a promise. That is a great picture or an analogy of how loving a husband would be to a wife that would bring her back home to him. And when God spoke of Israel in this fashion, it was an analogy not to be confused with a sexual relationship, but an analogy of the agape love he has for us. Because, see, agape love is a higher form of love. It's not the form of love that would be a sexual passion that a man and a woman would have in a relationship. This is the love, the ultimate love, the love that God would have for all people, for mankind, and for the love that we would have back for him. And it wouldn't have anything to do with us being male or female. Because, see, in our spiritual body, our spirit man, our spirit person, it is not a male or female. Before God, we are just spirit. And we have a loving, adoring fashion about us in the spirit. And it has nothing to do with a sexual organ or any of that. So as we have this relationship with God, don't get it twisted and take your mind into a relationship as in male and female, but a relationship of God and his people. And when we look at the way he was explaining to how he wanted us to come back, he was going to be there for us. So, sister, would you read 16 down to 20, please?
When the days come, says the Lord, you will call me my husband instead of my master. O Israel, I will wipe the many names of Baal from your lips, and you will never mention them again. On that day, I will make a covenant with all the wild animals and the birds of the sky and the animals that scurry along the ground, so they will not harm you. I will remove all weapons of war from the land, all swords and bows, so you can live unafraid in peace and safety. I will make you my wife forever, showing you righteousness and justice, unfailing love and compassion. I will be faithful to you and make you mine, and you will finally know me as the Lord.
And there you have it. You have what is pretty much the wedding vows, the covenant that God has made with Israel, with us as his people, that if we just come back to him wholeheartedly, faithfully, forgetting about Baal and all those other idols that may have been in our past that we worshiped, turn to him, and that we would no longer think of them, we would no longer speak of them. And at that time, we will be in a covenant that he has made with, that even the wild animals, the birds, nothing would come up against us, nothing would scorn us, that nothing would have any harm in our lives. I mean, nothing would be able to come over us. He would put a hedge of protection over us as a husband would do his wife, that he would protect her and he would love her and he would just do all the things that she needed and be for, and fulfill all her needs. And as we as the church, the body of Christ, as he loves us, as he loves Israel, he'll actually show us who he is, and that by showing us the righteousness, the justice, the unfailing love, and the compassion he has for us, that he would forgive us for our sins, that we would be faithful to him, and that he would be faithful to us, and that at the end of the day, the redeeming plan that he had when he gave his only begotten son, that we would not perish, but that we would have everlasting life with him, that would manifest, and he would have proof of that because of the thing he would do for us in our lives. He would manifest himself to us, and he would love on us, and he would tenderly show us who he is as a husband. And as we look at God as this great, great father, as this loving father of all his children, of people that were once lost and not really sure of who they were and where they were going, he had always had a patience with them. He always had a love and an unconditional love for them because, see, he would never leave or forsake us even though we went astray. And as the scripture tells us, that we finally know who he is because he will begin to reveal himself to us. And how does he reveal himself to us? When we are taking the time to actually pray to God. And, you know, a lot of times God will communicate with us and he'll try to get our attention because he wants that relationship with us. But see, the Bible says that the young men will have visions and dreams and the old men will prophesy. Well, see, in different stages of our maturity and we're walking into that relationship with God, we'll have visions and dreams when we're young in Christ, when we're babes in Christ. I remember times where I would have so many dreams and visions and God would be showing me things because I didn't really have a patient line with him. But as you get older, as you mature in Christ, because, see, it has nothing to do with your age. It has nothing to do with how old you are, saints. The saints of young, the younger saints in the church, we have a way of being able to relate to God because of the dreams and visions he gives us. But as we mature in Christ, God develops a relationship with us where he is able to actually give us prophecy. He'll actually speak to us, and we'll be able to have dialogues with the Lord. He'll be able to pour into us and have conversations with him. And when we get that conversation level of relationship, that's where we really have stood up and become mature in Christ. And as the old saints would tell you, there is something about getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning between the hours of 3 or 6 a.m., there's a nudging that you feel in your soul. There's a nudging that you feel in your spirit. That's when the Holy Spirit starts to waken you. And some of us don't even realize what's going on because we may be young in Christ. We may be a babe in Christ. But see, we're maturing at an accelerated rate because, see, now you have God's Holy Spirit nudging you. And you think because you got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning to use the restroom, that that was you having to use the restroom. But it was actually God's Holy Spirit nudging you out of that sleep state. He wanted you to acknowledge him. He wanted to spend some time with you because you may not have had time in your daytime. You may have been too busy because of work or school or just being in your family life. But see, over in the wee hour of the morning, the saints know how it is to where God will nudge on you and he'll talk to you and he'll pull you into a knowing of something is going to happen or something is being transpiring between you and the Holy Spirit. Because, see, then you will have an unction or you will have a knowing that God is speaking to you or he'll just drop something in your spirit. He'll download something in your spirit. And that's how I want everyone to realize that sometimes when you wake up in the wee hours of the night, maybe it's God speaking to you. Recognize that nudging or that just that time where you can't even sleep and all of a sudden you've just tossed and turned and you know that God is trying to tell you something. But that's where even in the book where Samuel was called 3 times by the Lord and he thought, well, what is it? What is it? I keep hearing my name called, but he didn't know what it was. It was the Lord calling his name. And it's not even going to have to be exactly like that for you. But in my case, sometimes I'll get up in the middle of the night and I can't go back to sleep because I know the Lord is putting stuff in my spirit that he wants me to recognize. Because when I start praying and ask God, what is it, Lord? That's when he starts speaking and revealing it to me. And I know if he does it for me, he'll do it for you. Sister, can you expand on this? Because I know you have the same thing happening over in the wee hours of the night as well.
I love when the Holy Spirit waking me up in the morning because, see, I know how much God loves me. I'm going back to that agape love. I know how much he loves me. So when he wakes me up in the morning, I wake up with an expectation that he's going to just sit and give just pour so much into me. But most of all, even if he does not say anything, just being in his presence, just waking up like a child that has a Christmas tree full of gifts, just knowing that I am in the presence of the Lord and all that he has done for me. All the things, all the old things have been wiped away, and now I'm walking into my newness. I'm putting on something new, knowing that God has just loved me. I'm in a safety net, and that's what God is about. That's what God wants us to know. That he is in our presence at all times, that he is walking with us, that he is embedded in our hearts. And that's what he was saying in Hosea. He wants us as a people for us to have him embedded in our hearts, just as he loves us, just as he constantly forgives us. That's why Apostle keeps saying that God has We have a blessing with our names on it because God wants to pour into us over and over and over. He does not want us to sit into a place where we're condemning ourselves. He does not want us to sit into a place where we're constantly reminding ourselves of the past. That's why he picked you up this morning. That's why he allowed you to breathe this morning. That's why he blew into you this morning. His spirit. It's all resonating all into you this morning because he wants you to start fresh. He wants you to know that you have a new beginning. He wants you to know that I'm not letting you sit there and stew and wallow in your mess because I got something better for you, something greater for you. As the word of God says, that your latter is your greater. Well, that's what God wants for us. He wants you to know unfailing love, his undying love. If you need him, if you need his spirit, wherever you need him to take you, you need to activate the love. And with the love, activate the faith. Let God know, I want to be with you. Show me the way. If your idol is social media, if that's taking up time, From you with God, If you've got idle time, get in the Word of God. And if you don't want to get into the Word of God, just start talking to Him. That's when you use your prophetic. You start prophesying over yourself. You start telling Him the things that you want Him to hear. It's a love relationship. You're romancing God as God has romanced us. He's romanced us since we was born on this earth. Every step that we took, He knew about it. The hairs we have on our head, He knows exactly how many it is. He has romanced us. He dates us at all times. And that's what God wants. God wants us to love Him as He loves us. God wants us to show Him that you can be the head of my life. You can be my focus point. You can be my guide. You can be my all in all. Why? Because you are my way maker. You are my healer. You are my deliverer. So what can I do for you, Father? What is it that I can do for you, Lord? Turning it back over to you, Monica.
Yes, and the Lord was also saying, you guys, that we have to be mindful that He is with us wherever we go. When you're in the car going somewhere, turn off the radio and just sit in silence, because you got to recognize that God probably wants to speak to you. And if you open your spirit, if you're more receptive, if your spiritual aptitude is more heightened, that you will accept God in any place at any time, then you're liable to feel what the anointing of the Holy Spirit is like when He starts pouring into you randomly. You could be riding down the road, like I said, or you could be actually working at your job, doing whatever you're doing, and the Spirit of the Lord will put a song on your heart. But see, He'll also start speaking to you through other people. And at some point, you're going to spend so much time in His presence. You're going to be in His presence so long that the companionship is constant, and it's going to be a constant presence upon your life, to the point where you will begin to hear His voice. You will begin to see Him in other people. You will begin to see Him and love Him through other people. And that is something that He's going to pour into you, to the point where you're going to be able to have relationships and memories of where you were sitting somewhere. Just imagine just growing old with the Lord as your companion, and just sitting on the front porch when you have time to just sit and reminisce, and you and the Lord just rocking back and forth in rocking chairs, and the Lord just pouring into you and telling you the things or the plans He has for you today, or the plans that He has for your children or for your husband or your wife, or what He wants for you to do or say to that coworker you're witnessing to for over the last few months or years. Or He's just going to pour into you and let you know what He has in store for you in ministry, or where He's building you up, or where He's taking you, or the things that He's protecting you from, because He's put a hedge of protection over you, and He's giving you the knowing that things aren't going the way that you want them to go, but He's still in control. See, that's what's going to happen when we spend this companion one-on-one relationship time with Him, and He's seeking that out. And sometimes He might have to sneak up and give you that one-on-one time, like I said, in the wee hours of the morning. So when God nudges you and wakes you up out of your sleep, don't always count it to, oh, I had to go use the bathroom, or I was hungry, or I had a bad dream. Sometimes He wakes us up with dreams or visions. Sometimes He'll just move us into a position where we can't even be comfortable, and we have acid reflux in the middle of the night. Or we might not be comfortable in the way we're laying, and God just wanted to prompt us up to get our attention so that He could actually hear, you could actually hear him. And so when these opportunities arise, just ask God, what is it, Lord? Is there something you want to tell me? And sometimes He's done it to me many a times. He would actually just drop a scripture in my spirit, and I would open my Bible up, and I would open to that scripture, and that scripture would be speaking to me on something relevant in my life at that moment. And it was just so amazing to me how God would just open my eyes to things that was going on in my life that I didn't even realize He was addressing, but He had to wake me up in the wee hours of the morning to point me to it, to get my attention. And sometimes when you do read those scriptures, they'll jump off the words to you. I mean, they'll jump off the words of the page of the Bible to you, to the point where it's a rhema word, and it's exactly what you needed to hear. It's the answer to the prayer you've been praying all week long. It's the knowing of what to do tomorrow when you get up, because there is something there that was worrying you, and you worry no more. You have peace. You have joy in knowing that the Lord is speaking to you. Because, see, you're building a relationship with him. And the older you get, talking about in age, but I'm talking about in spiritual maturity, the more time you spend in his presence, the more he reveals to you. Because he'll reveal his heart and mind to you. And then you will have that understanding and wisdom of God of who to pray for, of how to intercede for people, or where to go in life when you're making business decisions as a career choice, or how to choose that right mate in your life, or how to be able to counsel your children when things aren't going so well at home, or if the children have questions and you need to minister to your own family. There are the things, those are the things that God will wake you up and talk to you about. But see, the more time you spend with him and spend, you know, indulging in, you know, just letting him have his way with you, he'll be able to give you the stuff that you need. He'll equip you with the tools of life, that he'll be able to give you that knowing, that wisdom, that godly discernment or understanding of what it is that you're facing. And see, he loves you so much that he just patiently waits in the wings. He's always there. He's in the passenger seat of the car. He's in the shower with you when you're taking a shower, because you know what? He's a cleansing God. He goes from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, and he just anoints you. And his Holy Spirit will pour into you so that you will have the things to pour into others throughout your day. But the things that we have to do to get into this position is just to recognize who God is and what that love is about. Because, see, that love is about us loving him as well. And it's a two-way street. You get what I'm saying? It's a two-way street. And as we love on each other, we are loving God's people. And God's people is really receiving his love through us. See, we have to be a channel, a vessel, that love, that anointed holy water that flows from heaven into earth. And he uses us in this fashion. But see, we have to be a willing hearted. We can't go half hearted. We have to go wholeheartedly before him. We have to seek God in all our ways. We have to make sure that no matter what goes on, that we put no other thing before him, that he's our first priority. And as he pours into us, he starts opening up doors for us. He starts pouring favor upon us the way it spoke of in Hosea 2 and 16. And it just goes on and on to where he wants us to know that we are his wife. As a church, we are his wife. And he's going to take good care of us, because what husband doesn't take care of his home? What husband doesn't take care of his children and his spouse? What husband? That is a great husband. That is the ultimate husband. But see, it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. Because see, it's not about him getting love back. He just loves us because. And see, it's an unconditional love. Even though we don't love him back, he still loves us. He still finds ways to actually bless us. Even in the midst of our mess and confusion, he still pours out his Holy Spirit on us because we gave our life to Christ. And that is the covenant that we entered into, for better or for worse. For better or for worse, he still loves us. And that's where we have to keep on loving him back. In his unchanging hand, we have to hold on to God and say, God, we're not going to let go of you. Like I said yesterday, we got to grab him around the waist and say, I'm going to hold on to you until you take me into the kingdom. I'm never letting you go. I will never give up on you. The same way Jacob wrestled with that angel and he said, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. We're going to hang on to God and we're going to grab him around his waist and we're going to squeeze tight and we're going to say, Lord, we're not going to let you go. We're going to hang on to you till you take us into your kingdom and we live with you and reign with you forever into eternity. So as we go into 2 and 23, sister, will you read 2 and 23 for me in Hosea?
At that time, I will plant a crop of Israelites and raise them for myself. I will show love to those I called not love, and to those I called not my people, I will say, now you are my people, and they will reply, you are our God.
Amen. Did y'all hear what she said? Did y'all hear what the word of the Lord said? He said, now you are my people, and then they will reply, you are our God. And that is just so eloquently the relationship stance of what we're bringing the message on today. As we sit here at the table of the Lord and we try to bring into our spirits what God is saying, he's just saying that he wants to be our God, that he wants to take care of us, that he wants that one-on-one time. He wants to pour into us, because once he pours into us, we're going to pour into the world. And it's contagious.
Amen.
It grows and it grows. And it moves forward, and it doesn't stay stagnant. It's ever-changing, manifesting growth. And I know you know about how God can move you into a situation where you was complacent, but God moves you forward into more and better, a more abundant life, because you trusted him. And see, that trust is where you're going to get all of that trust. You're going to get that dependence. You're going to get that relationship where you know, like you know, that God has you. And that when he starts speaking to you, you recognize his voice. And when he does give you that order, or he does tell you that this is what you need to do, or this is what I want from you, you will get it. And then there you have it. You have a relationship, that two-way channel where you can tap in and say, Lord, are you there? Can you hear me? And when he answers you, you hear his voice, and there you have it. Y'all going back and forth. And this is what he's asking us to build up to, y'all. This is where we're going in this message. It's time for us to hear God and to spend that one-on-one time with God. Sister, pull out that scripture again and remember what we were saying.
23, at that time I will plant a crop of Israelites and raise them for myself. I will show love to those I call not love. And there are a lot of people that have came up in a place where they felt like that they were not loved, not they were abandoned, that they were that just people that are in despair. But when we're seeking God, we're not just seeking him for ourselves. We're seeking him for him to pour into us so we can share, because agape love is charity. Agape love is sharing with someone else. Agape love, once we decide that God is our Father, he's our God, he's Abba, he's the way maker, exactly what he pours into us, as Monica say, we want to go out and we want to share it with everybody else. You don't want to be selfish when you tap into God's true love, his agape love. You want to share it with all humanity. You want to let people know. You want people to see. But you don't even have to tell them. By you walking in, you're as an example, will show people where you're at with God. And then they like, it's like a drug. It's like an addiction. Oh, where you got that from? Well, how did you get this? Or how did you get that? Or where did that come from? It came from me making the conscious decision that God was going to be the head of my life. It came to me for answering and saying yes to God when he was talking to me. It came to me because I made a decision to seek ye first the kingdom of God. And as I was seeking him, sometimes I would not even just sit and say anything, but he would pour the love into me. He would pour the patience into me. He would pour all the fruit into me. And then it was up to me to put those fruits in their perspective place and let them get ripe. Let them sit and be nurtured. Let them be soiled. Let them be watered, whatever it is that was going to take them to a place of blossoming so I can share it with somebody else. God loves it when we call him Abba. God loves it when we sit and identify that he is, that we are his people, that he is our God solely. He loves it. And that's when those blessings with your name start coming on it. You may be looking for a lavish house, a big car, but God may sit and say today, guess what? Your blessing is wisdom. He may sit and say tomorrow, I'm going to pour a little bit more love in your life. He may say to you in the noonday hour, you know what? Let me just tighten up. Let me give you just a little bit more patience right here, because I see right here that it may be a little issue in that area. So as we're sitting and we are seeking God, we don't have to always seek him for a circumstance or a situation that we're going through. Just as Monica says, be in his presence. Let him pour into you. And as he's pouring into you, that's how that relationship is developing. That's how it's growing. That's how you're being nurtured. So you're able to go out and reach your neighbor that may be sitting in a place where they don't know, they don't have, They may be in a place where they're sitting and saying, today is my last day, and you're able to go in and pour God's unfailing love by speaking into that person's life, by being an action figure, not just speaking. Can I come over here and help you do this? What is it? Can I pray for you? Do we need to do whatever? Just being an action, just allowing God's love, as God, as Homer, the love that God had, that the God, the love that God poured into Hosea, the analogy that he used in Hosea, this is what he wants us. This is where we're at today. It's not what he wants us. This is where we're at today. This is where we're at today. Showing God that we've already developed this relationship with you, Father God. We've already established that we're moving forth, but we just don't want to lose it. We don't want to lose it. That's why our arms are around your waist. That's why we still holding on. We may be dragging someday. We may be walking a little bit slow today, Father God. But just know we still holding on to your unchanging hands. Back over to you, Monica.
Y'all, I just wanna let you know I'm breaking up a little bit because I got tears in my eyes because I know how much God loves you, because he's allowed me to feel the love pouring into this broadcast, because he's using ADM, he's using Apostle Temple, he's using all the ministers, the elect ministers, the evangelists, the elect evangelists. He's using so many people in the ministry, and I just want to give a thank you for allowing God to use you. Because he says that he loves you. And this is a word of prophecy for you guys, for you to know that you're on the right path and you have a neck. The Apostle Temple is the neck and Christ is the head, and the body is still intact. We're moving forward, and God is saying, well done, my children. Well done, my children. You are my children. You are my people, and I am your God. And I just want you guys to press forward. Continue to put on your spirit, your armor of God, the full armor of God, because the Spirit of God is upon ADM. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit is moving through this program. And every one of you that are out here that are listening in the sound of my voice, I just thank y'all for giving God an opportunity to pour into you, because you made the conscious decision to come on this morning. And I just want to say, if you don't know who or how to get in this personal relationship, Just take it one step at a time. Just take it one step at a time and just say, Lord, where are you? I want you to reveal yourself to me today. And I thank you by allowing me to start my day at the table, at your table, when you poured out this morning at the 7 a.m. ADM's broadcast. And we were able to go and get fed because, see, we know that you pouring out the bread of life and you're spreading a table before us that our enemies can't even mess with, that nothing can hinder, that we can consume your love, and we can know who you are, and we're going to continue to use this daily bread as a substance to build a relationship with you. So keep pouring your spirit out on them, Lord. Continue to give your Holy Spirit to everyone in the sound of our voices. And we just thank God that we can serve you, because we know that you are the one true living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And, Lord, we just continually praise you and thank you all always that you are always going to love us, even when we didn't know how to love ourselves. Back over to you, sister.
That's right. Even when we did not know how to love ourselves, God was right there. God was still right there pulling you through. Each and every last one of us should have so many testimonies where the power of love is what saved us. The power of love, just being attached to God. God has already told us and gave us the components, the tools of showing how to be in a personal relationship with him. We already there. We just need to keep on pushing on, pressing your way through, and know that God's word say he will never leave you nor forsake you, knowing that he is there right by your side, so you shouldn't be moved. You should have, as we spoke about on Sunday, a non-negotiable attitude. It doesn't matter what your frenemies have to say. It doesn't matter what anybody has to say.
because the love of God is what's on your mind. Nothing else is on your mind. And what is on your mind is God. And we know that God is love. We know that we want the blessings that he has, that he has already predestined names for. He already knows what blessing. God knows exactly what we need. And that's what a person who loves you, that's what a husband does for his wife. He knows what everything that she needs and what she wants. He knows that he has to fulfill her heart's desires. And that's where God is with us. He fills our heart's desires. He has, as just as Monica said, he has placed a man of God, a faithful servant, to be our head. And as long as you follow it, as long as you follow it, and even if you get disconnected, sometimes we press the rewind button. If you don't have to be into a place where you're in a deserted island, because God is not going to put you in the desert. He's not going to leave you in that streaming heat. He's not going to leave you in a place of thirst, because he has taken a time such as this to come on the broadcast early in the morning so you can be in his presence, so you can know what his love is, so you can sit and ask him and command your atmosphere and ask him, Father, you love me so much. What is it that I can do for you today? And Father, you love me so much. This is what I need for you to do, Father. I need for you, Father God, to clear the way from all obstacles, all incidents, all accidents, Lord Jesus. I want a peaceful day, Lord Jesus. I just want to rest, Father God, but in that resting, Lord Jesus, knowing that I'm going to be successful, Father God. Lord, I just need you to let me be more attentive today, Lord Jesus. Allow my peripheral vision to go to and fro, Father God, so I can sit and duck the terrors that are coming up against me, Father God. And I really can sit and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper on this day. Every word that comes against me shall be condemned, Father, because I am in your presence. You are in my presence. You abide in me, Father God. And I am making a conscious decision that I will continually abide in you. I'm drawing nearer to thee, Father God, in Jesus' name. That's exactly where we're at. This is who God has placed in your season right now. This is who you are. It is no mistake that you're on this phone. And what we need you to do is tonight, we will be back out 8 p.m. tonight. We're all with the ministers coming tonight to bring ministers and elect, sisters, brothers, whomever God calls to come and bring a word tonight and show the teachings that God, that the Holy Spirit is bringing forth. That's how much he loves you. That's how much he wants you to be at the table. This is how much he does not want you to thirst. So we ask you, we eloquently invite you to come out tonight and join us. Join us tonight to hear the word of God, to be supportive, to pour in the love that God is giving you and me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice. And I want to extend this invitation. If you're on here and ADM Ministry is feeding you at this point in time, don't be selfish. Share the news. Share the news. Let somebody else tap into what God has for them, because some people truly don't know. So again, tonight we will see you back on the line at 8 p.m. Bring somebody. Sharing is caring. And we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for your unconditional love, Lord Jesus. And we will continually hold on to you, Father God, and not let you go. We may have done it in the past, Father God, but we've made a decision that we're continuing to hold on to your unchanging hand. Be blessed today. Speak love into the atmosphere. In Jesus' name, amen. See you tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.